Kyle, I can tell you this much. Kyle, you piss me off fortnightly, but I forgive you. So what do you got?
I don't like Dead Cells.
Nice.
Whoa.
So let me. That was the offensive statement. So. Hey, everybody.
The countdown.
I think they're
it's
getting
the
better.
The final countdown.
All right,
good at this, actually.
The clap
welcome.
Is getting better.
I'm Kyle.
I think it is. Kendrick.
Joe.
Kevin. So, we ended last episode with the cliffhanger.
Oh, man.
That, or not really ended it, but there was a cliffhanger left.
There was a cliffhanger. I just didn't want to run over Joe. I'm sorry.
No, that's fair. I should have thought about that because I was asking everybody.
I appreciate it.
You should always think about Joe.
Yeah.
I actually had plans to ask everybody what they're doing, but then I got into a weird mindset. Yeah. Well,
that episode
not excited
went really fast.
I'm gonna get my ass torn apart. So, and it
we're
did
gonna
go
really
tear
fast. Apart your ass.
Okay. Can anybody guess what I'm about to say?
Yep.
Besides Kevin.
I can't. I have no clue what you're talking about. But I've also been drinking.
Joe, any guesses? What's gonna make you guys frustrated with me?
Well, Kevin, with the
I'm
in-between conversation we
I
had...
I won't be frustrated.
I now have no idea, because I thought I knew what it was. Now I have
what
no
did you
idea
think
what
it was.
I thought you were going to go into why what's going on with us is actually a completely beneficial thing for all of us, and everything's going to be awesome forever.
Oh, yeah, and that's not it.
I suppose I should throw in here that our company got acquired, at this point, 4 weeks ago, probably. So we're all kind of a little stressed about that. So
yeah. So, yeah, anyway.
Out.
It's either dark or light times for some people, and we have no idea what's going on, and uncertainty
the
in the
hand,
age
the
of COVID.
The capricious hand of fate has yet to be fully dealt at this time, but by the time this comes out, certain things will certainly have hit the wall or floor, or heads will have rolled. But, Kyle, I can tell you
Maybe
this
whatever.
Much. Kyle, you piss me off fortnightly, but I forgive you, so what do you got?
I don't like Dead Cells.
Nice.
Whoa.
So let me that was the offensive statement. So me and Kevin,
we have a title of the podcast
and a cold open. Holy crap.
I've played it so I haven't played as much as you guys, obviously. I've gone through maybe
if you hate it
12 runs, maybe more. And I the first time
hand?
I went through I beat it once already. I beat the full thing on the basic mode already. And I think I like a lot of the aesthetic, and I like a lot of the feel of the game and all that stuff that you guys talk about, when it comes to how it feels and looks is great. I do love the play. It kind of reminds me of that fast-paced kind of Arkham play. Arkham Knights, Batman games where you're going
Arkham
around
Asylum,
doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You can dodge roll through things. Shit gets crazy. Enemies get harder. It's almost like bullet hell without bullets, but with some bullets sometimes.
Turns out, I have an aside for this when you're done. You can make it bullet hell. Go on.
So, my main issue...
Joe,
it,
remind
it,
me
it
of that
doesn't
later.
Stem
I will.
With, I'll try to remind you too. It doesn't stem with Dead Cells itself, because it does play a lot like the Castlevania stuff, and that's actually the best parts of it. It stems with roguelike games. And so, I don't think that I like games where you do runs and you don't progress in a substantial way the thing I like about Castlevania is the growing and the evolving as a character. And that part, when I lose in a roguelike game like that, it feels bad. It feels real bad. It makes me not really want to keep playing it. And there's a bunch of other stuff that Kevin and I talked about, because we had a very long conversation about this, because I was actually very, very worried that I was going to say this and it was going to start a whole thing, because it is a good
you're
game.
Entitled to your absolutely incorrect opinion, but still.
And actually, Kyle, for the record, I'm going to go a step further than Joe's non-apology, and I get it. I completely get it. And for me personally, I think that if I hadn't been introduced to the roguelites via Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably would have also been very frustrated by Dead Cells. And even now, I get very frustrated by Dark Cells. And I find there are days where I will play, I'm sitting down I'm going to have a good run here. of Dead Souls, and I'm going to totally just have a great time. It's going to be a good run. I'm going to play for like an hour. It'll be good. And I'm running on like one cell, not super difficult, but like a little difficult. And then I'll die in the fucking prisoner's quarters. Yeah. Do something stupid. or I'll die in the dilapidated arboretum for, honestly, like, full disclosure, last time I died there, not even sure why. Just started taking damage, don't know what happened, got bit by one of the plant things, and then I died. And I'm like,
definitely
well.
Have been that. And I'm like, what the shit is
just,
going on?
I just put the controller down, and I walked away, and I'm like, I guess I'm not playing Dark Souls anymore.
See, that's
so
interesting,
too. So one question I have for you guys. Sorry, go ahead, Kev.
No, I was just going to say, that was my introduction into those type of games. I bought it on a whim because I read good things about it on the internet, and I was like, you know, this doesn't seem like a game I would ever play. But I'm going to trust the internet, and now I've got like 115 hours into it. So what do you know? And it's like led me to other games. So
I've that's good. That's really good, actually. So I have two more things to say. One of them is one of them is that I feel like I wish I wouldn't have gone through the game the first time so fast, because I went through it and I beat it all. All is in air quotes, obviously, because I went through one complete run like on the third or fourth try. Because I had a good combo.
Oh,
like,
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, cool. Like, I figured out a solution to get through this game. And then, like, you can't... I can never get it again. Like, which frustrated me, because I was like, oh, man, I could get further in the game. Like, I could get... And then I started, you know, going to the places where you don't go for the first run, like the sewer and all that stuff. And I just couldn't get the things I needed to do successfully. And it was, like, really frustrating. Because I was like... Man, I wish I had the freeze spell and the hammer again, because that really got me through a lot of the other stuff, and it was a really good combo against bosses, because you can, like, freeze them and then hit them a few times and then just dip dodge around, blah, 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 right? Like, and I felt it really was really frustrating.
I'm sorry,
that...
which Ds of dodgeball did you use?
Dip, dunkaroo.
Dodge, dicks, dallies, and dupes. Wait, was that five? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So that was kind of frustrating, because, like, I feel like I kind of, like, and again, this is going to sound so pompous, and I'm sorry, but I feel like I had solved some of the game, and then I could never get that solution again.
No, I completely understand that. First off, real quick, did you try any custom games?
No, I haven't. That's the one thing I haven't dipped into at all.
And that's fine. I don't really do them either, and I get it. And I will say this as well. When I've started a run, I think I've hit my microphone 15 times just now, and I need to stop doing that.
I only heard once, so I think you're good.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it, so.
But I have done OP runs where I'm like, yeah, this is no problem. I got the fucking scythe hands and a fucking levitate spell, and I can shoot lasers out of my nipples, like, whatever. And I crushed the game. And then you go to the end, and then you're like, okay, cool. And then I did a run the other day, where I'm like, I wonder if this will work. And I get like 30 minutes in, and it's like, nope, it won't.
Doesn't work.
And you're like, cool. And I did a run, and I actually had to go get my Switch, because I took a screenshot, and I was going to send it to you guys. I just picked up Pyrotechnics, which is the unlimited, endless fireball spells you can cast.
Yeah.
Cool.
That don't have ammo. Like, you just shoot fireballs, and it just bonus damage against oiled enemies. So I'm like, interesting. And I did. I've got my starting setup upgraded to the point where you get the four choices for what loadouts to get, and one of them included that and the oil bomb.
Oh, nice!
Nice.
So I had the oil bomb and the pyrotechnics, and then the raven's wing, a raven's feather, where you get to float.
Yep.
Yeah, and shoot lightning out of your feet.
Yeah, and then I picked up the oiled blade. So it's like, so my choices are oil things or burn things, and I made it all the way on one cell. I made it all the way to the hand, but I did not have enough. Did I beat that one? No, I don't think I beat that one. I think I made it all the way to the hand, and then I got my ass kicked because I couldn't keep him on fire long enough, and I didn't have enough health.
Was that on which? Was that what difficulty was that on?
One cell.
Is that that's like one boss cell, right? Is that
I forgot one boss cell? Yeah. Sorry, okay. Yeah, one boss cell.
Okay.
And so I did not have enough health potions, and so he just wrecked me because I couldn't keep him on fire long enough. Mm-hmm. But what was funny was how quickly I killed the timekeeper. Like, but the thing about this was fun as hell playing through it, because I just, like, hey, everything's oiled. Now everything's on fire, and I'm going to go over here. And it was the bullet hell was getting problematic because I was starting to get sniped by people who were attacking through walls because I couldn't actually see what was going on because everything was on fire. But it was so much fun. Like, that's losing, cool. I was like, I lost. But I was like, that was the most fun hour I think I've ever had in my fucking life. And so that, for me, that was part of the fun was having a run. But I have to admit that I was not really emotionally prepared to be detached enough to enjoy that and not be frustrated that I didn't win, right? Like,
yeah.
So I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And there are definitely days where I did a thing and then I fucking ground pounded into a fucking spike pit and then I died. And I'm like, that's fine. I only really wanted that run. That's okay.
Like, cool. I don't know how long you have to go through the game before you can get up those tall hallways, but it was really getting frustrating that there was just literally places on the map that felt like RNG was letting me not get to. And that was another idea that was like, the fuck? Like, I could have in any other normal game that was like Castlevania, I could know the path I need to get this, like, stupid thing that's going to let me high jump, right? Or whatever. And then in this game, I'm like, well, I've played through 5 times, and I've gone through the 6 places I know I can get to with what I have. I can't find any secrets for some reason, and I'm not really sure where to go next. And it felt like a lot like when I got lost in Hollow Knight and never went back to it. I was playing Hollow Knight, and I knew I got an upgrade, but I couldn't remember where I needed to go to use the upgrade. And then I searched around the whole map for, like, hours, and I was like, okay, seriously. And then I was like, I could go get a guide, right? But the map is so big in Hollow Knight that, like, for a guide to be useful in a game where everything is dark and black and the same, you would have to be some kind of, like, fucking, like, psychopath to be able to understand the differences between all the fucking levels.
But to be honest,
that was kind of frustrating.
In Hollow Knight, I love that game, but I didn't do it without a guide.
I still haven't played it.
But I just kind of got a little frustrated that I felt like RNG was keeping me away from the game. And that was kind of frustrating. Because, I really wanted to get to the levels that, like, I got to the one boss. So, if you go the different way, right, the first way goes, like, through the clock tower and all the stuff to the end, right? There was another way that took me to this big, like, frog thing that was underground, like, after you go through, like, the sewer path the crypt.
The Cyclopean Beast,
And I just died because I couldn't get anything better than the fucking Spartan boots and, like, some crap. And I was like, well, that was annoying. But then I could never fucking get back there because, like, every time I try to go through and get the little lights for the crypt, like, I would just die because I wouldn't have enough light. It was just, anyway. That's my
I do hate the light mechanic. Are you running on one cell at that point, one boss cell, or no boss cells?
One.
Okay. You should definitely run on nothing until you get all the mobility things unlocked.
See, I thought you said don't 100%. Do that. Because the other part is if you don't run on two, then you don't unlock all the items, and then it gets super boring because you're
One boss cell, zero boss cells to one boss cell is not a huge jump.
Okay.
That's
good to know.
One to two is where you start getting double cells and stuff, but zero to one is mostly just punching yourself in the dick.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I'll go back to one and try it out.
Go to zero.
That's what I meant. Go to zero and get all the
Give yourself
stuff.
A chance because until you get the spider jump where you can go up those tunnels. Yeah. For the record, RNG being what it is, random number generators for anyone who wants to know what that means. But those are not stopping you from getting anywhere. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
You don't need a lot of cells right now either.
Well, and all of the things, there is nothing gated behind something that requires a skill that's randomly selected. All of the places that are gated, like you can't get to this place, you can never get to until you get that skill.
But I don't know how to get the skill, and I'm not sure.
That's fair.
You gotta Google it. I did.
But I don't want to Google everything.
I Google everything.
Hunter, which you fucking love sucking the dick of, so I feel like it's not that hard.
Well,
I Googled a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. I was kind of in the same boat because I was stuck. I basically did the same thing. Beat the hand, kill the king, went through on the first boss cell, still didn't have the spider. And finally, after like the 10th run through of not being able to find it and feeling like I'd gone everywhere possible, I looked it up, and then the explanation that they give for like where it is, I was like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. And then I just kind of stumbled onto it.
See, that's the part that I'm like worried about. Is I'll like, is it up to me if I stumble on it or not?
Yeah.
Like, yes, is there like, things I can do?
If you're fully exploring the map every time, that yeah, go ahead.
I can tell you the answer.
No, I don't. I'll look it up later. It's just feelings I had.
Let me ask you this: have you made it to the Slumbering Sanctuary yet?
I don't know the names of all the stuff, so I'm not sure. I haven't made it past the frog boss that's underground after you go through the crypt.
So,
boss, that's
awesome. I don't know if it's not a frog. It's like a.
No.
It's the giant single eye.
Here's a slight sidetrack of Kevin. You ready?
Sure.
I have. I've never been ashamed to follow guides in games.
I'm not usually either, but like I don't do it so much anymore because I guess I am ashamed.
No, don't be ashamed. You're probably better off than I am, but I've always. When I find a game I really like, I want to play it, even if I can't figure it out. And this goes back to, like, Donkey Kong 64. I walk through remember those Nintendo Primo guides that you'd get, the magazine?
Yeah, I have a bunch of those already.
I walk through that thing with precision and, like, memorized it multi times over. And that is still one of my favorite games. So
I did that with the Sonic one where I learned the developer code.
So if there's a game I really enjoy to play but I can't figure out, I will look it up immediately. I don't care.
Okay, so I'll go back and try it again on No Cells with a guide and figure it out. But there's one more.
Go ahead.
There's one more thought afterward. This is going to take us away from Dead Cells.
I'm sorry, Kendrick's mom.
I've been saying it differently
so
every time just to fuck with Kyle.
Okay.
Dark-sided.
So I talked to one of my buddies who's now in our server, his name's Jason, about it, because I was like, you really like this game, because he's like a diehard fan, just like Kevin is. And I was like, I just have these problems with it. He's like, you should try this game called Slay the Spire, because I think it's more up your alley. And I was like, I don't know, I'm really kind of weirded out by roguelites right now, because everyone I tried, I just get bored with after a while. And Slay the Spire was very interesting. It's still roguelite, so it still has the kind of random paths you take and stuff. It's on a map, but it's got a lot more story elements that affect your character in terms of, like, decisions you make and things you do. It's not just, like, drops and upgrades and stuff. It's a little less, I guess I would say, technical and more just, like, thematic in terms of
a card game, right?
The choices you take. But that's the second part, is it's not an action combat game. It's like a deck building game. So you have like a deck of like 12 cards.
Yeah, dick building.
Yeah, it's dick building night. 12 cards, and then every time you beat a battle, like you use the cards to deal damage and defend. And every time you beat a battle, you get a new card for that class. And so like one time I was like, the first time I went through, I got to like the third tier, like right before the last boss, and I was like a warrior, so I just had tons of damaging spells, AoE, stuff like that. The second time I went through, I was a rogue, so I had a bunch of stuff that you could play, like you get resources every turn, I could play for free, so I was just like stabbing the fucking living shit out of people. The third time I played, I was a wizard, and that's when the story element got really crazy, because I made a pact with some vampires to become a vampire, and then I got a bunch of special cards in my deck. And I got haunted by a ghost in order to not give up one of my artifacts, which is another cool part, because there's like probably 300 artifacts in this game, so like it's crazy, it's really random, it's really non-samey every time you play.
Lots of RNG there.
Yeah, and so that's the thing, is like, I can't explain that to you in this podcast, the reason why that's okay. And
no, that's not giving you shit for it.
And you should, because it doesn't make any sense, and you're correct. But it was fun because the story elements helped drive my character, and that was more interesting for me than like the runs and stuff through Dead Cells and picking and like optimizing the numbers in Dead Cells. But looking back at that, again, my logic is completely confusing, because I'll play Borderlands all goddamn day, and that's all just like numbers, right? That's all just like ups and downs on numbers, right?
I'll be honest. I don't want to attack you about it. I just find it fascinating. Like, I'd like to know more about.
We can talk about it, definitely. Whenever you want to talk about this topic, we can have another podcast about it, and yeah. I can try to walk you through all of the like stupid logic. But
real quick, Joe, are you thinking that he's at Conjunctivus, or the mama tick?
Oh, Conjunctivus.
Yeah,
and he's calling that
a
bastard
ass eyeball.
I only had it once, and I died in like 30 seconds, so
was
I don't really remember.
Was it hanging by chains?
No. It was like a big
old eyeball, right?
Picture? Yeah.
Conjunctivitis.
Basically. Oh, maybe that is Mama Tick.
It was right after the crypt. I went somewhere, and it was the first boss fight after like the big crypt level, I think.
Yeah, it was conjunctivitis, maybe. Or whatever they call it.
Conjunctivitis.
I thought conjunctivitis but I didn't have good enough stuff because it's like to get the eyeball it. Disease or whatever.
And died.
Yeah.
But I'll go back and try it on no cells. No, that sounds like it's more fun.
Because, like, literally, after you fight conjunctivitis is when you hit the space where you get the thing that gets you in those special hallways. So, like, you just needed to beat conjunctivitis.
And I tried to get back there, like, two or three times, and I couldn't make it through the crypt again. But I was doing it on one cell, so.
And yeah, that's, ultimately, it's more
to be honest.
I don't know. Sorry, I was just...
Nowadays,
it, so.
No,
nowadays
that's I only play on custom. But I make sure to have enough items in my pool that I still get the achievements or whatever.
Achievements.
Yeah, so but I still play very minimally. I have a very specific build that gets me further. But I think they're originally...
I'll confuse you.
Like the game is, like, just jumping into it. It's meant to force you to try a bunch of different builds and see what works out for you.
Like what I did, I almost picked up those the torches you throw on.
Yeah.
Firelights were there. Mm. But wait, we're
anyway,
I'll leave you with one confusing final thought.
Do it.
The game Slay Spire has like what seems like hundreds of artifacts, and I love it. And I don't think the RNG is a big factor there, but I think that it's boring the amount of items that are in Dead Cells. I think it's low, and I don't like how few items there are. Even though I don't have them all unlocked yet, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because there's maybe, what, like 100, 140? And I want there to be like 500.
Are you talking about items like weapons?
Yeah, like weapons and spells and stuff.
I want to say there's about 1,000 off the top of my head.
I'd love to see that confirmed. Boom. Bye, everybody.
Kendrick, just make sure at the beginning of this episode your mom knows that it's another Dead Cells episode. Sure, she can skip it.
Yeah, I'll fucking warn her. Don't worry.
I wanted to try to move away from it and talk about the other games, but yeah, it didn't happen. So.
Too late. Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stop recording now.